From 8 p.m. in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The big turnaround plan for McDonald's is due today. The fast food chain says it'll reassert itself as a, quote, modern progressive burger company. This at a time the McDonald's global sales were down 2.3% first quarter. But can a chain with 36,000 outlets worldwide adapt to changing tastes without confusing people? Gigi Duban reports.
McDonald's wants to be a place you can get a double cheeseburger for a dollar, or an artisanal antibiotic-free chicken sandwich. And for a company that big, it's not an easy switch.
It's a little bit like the difference between trying to redirect a huge freighter with a barge or whatever and a sailboat.
T. Bettina Cornwell teaches marketing at the University of Oregon.
It's a large brand with a long history.
Because McDonald's is such a household name, she says it feels more pressure to offer healthier items. Meantime,
and then you get companies like Shake Shack or Smashburger or Five Guys come along, and they just focus on those hamburgers and fries.
John Knight is founder of Maverick Consulting, which develops restaurant concepts. He says healthier items also take longer to make, and with as much traffic as McDonald's has, every extra second costs money. I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.